So moving along in Makos. So we're on Ches Amud Beis. K8B. Mishnah. Ha'av gola al yidei ha'ben. Ha'ben gola al yidei ha'av. So if a father kills a son by accident or vice versa, they go to galus. Okay? Yerashi. Imhar gola of no b'shogeg. So if a father kills a son b'shogeg, he goes to galus. If father kills the son, son kills the father, but show you the other girls. So the Gemara, so let's just jump to the Gemara. Okay? The Gittosh is a different thing. Gemara, Av Gola, Yidei HaBen. So you're telling me a father goes to Golos for killing a son. Viha Amret. But you just said in the previous Mishnah, Yatza Av HaMakis Beno. Right? You just told me that if the father, that the limud is, that you don't go to Golos for a hitting of mitzvah. Right, and it said, for example, a father hits a son, a Rebbe hits his Talmud, Sheikh Bazdan. So now all of a sudden you tell me a father goes to Golos for hitting his son. So which one is it? So Gemara says, the Gamir. Right, the Gamir. It means a kid who's a good kid, and he learns. So if he learns, so then what do you need to hit him for? So now if you hit him anyways, then that's the case where you go to Golos. It's not mitzvah. So Gemara says, hold on. V'ha Amret. Afagav, the Gamir, mitzvah kavod. But the Gemara tried that earlier. The Gemara said, is that in learning, even if the kid learns, it's still a mitzvah to hit him. Part of chinuch of a son is to hit him sometimes, to be tough sometimes. Kids need a little bit of discipline. And even if a kid's a good kid, he still needs a little bit of discipline. And that's part of the thing. So it's saying the Gemara earlier said that any time you're hitting a kid and teaching him Torah, that's part of chinuch. So we already know now that any time a father hits his kid for chinuch, he should be considered a pater because he's doing a mitzvah. So why does our Mishnah say that a father goes to Golos for killing his kid? So it answers Mishulya Denagri. It's talking about where the father is hitting his kid while he's teaching him carpentry. Okay, belimud charash etzim she'ena malamda Torah l'omnas. So he's not. It's not talking about. You're right. Ena chanami. If a father hits his kid while teaching him Torah, then he doesn't go to Golos because that's a mitzvah. But if he hits him while he's teaching him carpentry or teaching him some umnas, then he goes to Golos. So the Gemara says, "Yeah, hold on a second. Not so fast." But shulia denagri chiyuso. The lamda, he's teaching him a livelihood. Rashi. V'avzu mitzvah alav. The lamda, deal final mikra, prepare a comment to Kiddushin, the chsev, right? That's also a mitzvah for you to teach a kid an umnas. You have to teach a kid a job. If a kid doesn't know a job, he's not going to be able to live. The chsev, re'echa imim a'isha sh'ra'avta. Hekesh umnas yuch yusa l'isha. Because the Pasuk goes compares your livelihood with your wife. Yeshem sh'av v'chayv l'asiyu isha, just like a father has to marry off his kid. He's also chayav teach him omnos. So you see, it's a chiyav on a father, not just to teach him mitzvahs and Torah, but it's also a chiyav to teach him a livelihood. Parents' job, after all, is prepare his kid for life. He has to make him married off. He has to teach him a job. How's he supposed to support himself? He has to be a functional member of society if he doesn't know how to know an omnos. And how is he going to learn an omnos? He has to learn early on. So he's a father can teach him, send him to school, send him to college, whatever it is. I mean, that's part of the responsibility of a parent, is to make sure the kid's prepared to make money, to be able to live. So if you hit him, sometimes the kid's going to say, I don't want to learn carpentry. So you got to hit him. How else are you going to do it? It's a mitzvah to teach him the onus, and you can't just let a kid who says, I don't want to, just do whatever he wants. He's never going to learn it. And that's the responsibility of a parent, to make sure that happens. So therefore, if he kills him in such a process, isn't that also mitzvah? And since it is also mitzvah, and it's a chiyuv, so still he should be pater. So what then is the case of our Mishnah again? Same problem, which says if a father hits his kid, he goes to Golos. So Gemara says, "The Gamir Umnasa Achriti." It's talking about where he's teaching him another job, a second job. Okay, he already knows how to be a carpenter. But now the dad wants to also teach him how to be a plumber. And the guy, you know, he's not doing it right. So the father hits him. That, he says, that's not a mitzvah. Because after all, the mitzvah is to teach him amnos. He already has an amnos. Right, now you just want to teach him an additional one? Okay, fine. You can teach him an additional one, but don't start hitting him. He already knows how to make a living. Right? So you would think, I guess the Mishnah is teaching, you'd think, still he's potter, comes along the Mishnah to teach you, no. Avgola. Hey, Devan. He goes to Golas there, there's no Ptor. There's no Ptor if he's hitting him in this second Omnus. Right? Yeah, I guess it would be nice if we could understand the Havamina, right? And apparently the Havamina would be that under that condition you'd also go to Golas. You'd also be potter. For a second Omnus. Right? Kamashmala, no. There's two ways to go. I mean, you could say it's teaching you that that's not mitzvah. Or it could be, we know it's not mitzvah, but I think anyways it's exempt from galus. Teaching you it's not. The exemption is only for mitzvah. Right? I guess there are two ways to go. It seems so smoother the second way.
Yeah.
Right? Because the first one was telling you about mitzvah. It's not the sugya of teaching umnos. And it's hard to believe you're chayav to teach your kid to umnoses. Or maybe you say it's like a kiyum or something. I mean, but I don't know. This isn't exactly a sugya of umnos. How many umnoses? But it's possible to learn that way. But it's also possible to learn, look, we know it's not a mitzvah, but still, somehow you think you're potter. Let's hold off the question. Let's just do the tosas. I forgot to tell you. But do you guys see the little tosas here? Okay. Did I tell you? I didn't tell you, right?
Yeah, I think you said look at it.
Oh, I did. Okay, good. It's little, though. So it's the ha'am, right? So I'm like a banau. Koshilari. Who's the Gemara bothered by? The Gemara, this is the Tosas. If you look carefully, the Gemara, the Tosas is bothered by Kasha, which should bother you. Yeah. So the Tosas is bothered by a problem. Is that, what's the Gemara's problem? The Gemara's problem is that the previous Mishnah said if you hit your kid for a mitzvah and he dies, you're potter, right? You're potter from Galus. But this Mishnah says if a father hits his kid and he dies, you go to Galus. So how do you resolve the contradiction, right? So the Rish says very simple. The whole case in the previous Mishnah was where a father is giving his kid Musar and he's hitting him and he dies. Mm-hmm. But let's say he's just chopping wood in a forest and a piece of wood goes flying and kills his son. So then, wait, he shouldn't go to Galus? Why? Because he happens to be his father? Maybe that's the case. Why is the Gemara making funny cases? Umnos, a second umnos. It's like assuming they were talking about where he's actually hitting him to give him Musar. But why not just say simple? The case in the Mishnah is a father goes to Galus if he kills his son while he's chopping wood. But he accidentally chops his wood and he kills his son. Shouldn't that be the case? Maybe that's what it's teaching me. Right? So Tosa says, V'yeshlomar demashmalei demayri b'chalayin. Avim hikahul yasro. It implies that it's talking about even in any matter. Even if he hits him to give him Musar. It's not only talking about if the father, of course. He says, B'deim lo keina mayinokat ben me'adam afer. He says, if you're just telling me that if the kid, if while you're chopping wood, you hit your kid, you're gechayv galas, he says, it's pasha. Well, you have to teach me that. I mean, if you hit anybody, kill anybody when you're chopping wood, you're chayv galas. There's no reason to think that if he happens to be a kid, you should be potter. What's the chiddush? The chiddush must be of singling out a kid, even if you're acting as a father to a kid, even if you're hitting him, still you go to galas. Oh, that's a steerer to the other Mishnah. The other Mishnah said that if you're hitting him to give him musar, you don't go to galas. It's not a contradiction. What he's saying is, it's mashma from the Mishnah that is not talking about just stam a case where he's chopping wood. It's talking about b'cholinian, even where he's hitting him, even where he's hitting him. So I ask you, why is it mashma that way? I mean, it sounds like a little bit of a force. Could we defend that a little bit? I mean, it just says a ben. All it says is av gola de ben, ben gola de av. I mean, what's the? He's just saying. He's just saying. It's posh. What's the chiddush, right? Could you say a little more about that? I don't know, maybe you'd say, I don't know, well, it's the chiddush altogether. Maybe you'd say the chiddush is the father has a potter. Maybe you think fathers don't go to Galus for their son. Right? Like, why is that so pashat, the Gemara? That's not just telling you that plain and simple. So I think Shmuz is good. Is that it doesn't make any sense to say, look, Yechayev, if you kill someone, show Yechayev Galus. But if you happen to be his relative, then you're potter. Because who cares if you happen to be his relative? It's like an extraneous thing. Well, it would make sense if you're, the nature of your hitting him, or of your killing him, is a fatherly killing, a fatherly hitting, whatever, then you could say they're functioning b'toras, they're functioning in the capacity of father and son. But a guy's chopping wood in the forest, what's the difference? It happens to be a kid, not to be a kid. It's like an irrelevant fact. It's not part of the halakhic situation. It's just two people. The fact that they happen to be related is not relevant. But if he's acting towards him as a father, and he kills him in that capacity, now you'll say, that's Av Hamak Esbeno. That's Av Hamak Esbeno. But otherwise, it's Joe hitting John, whatever, just two different guys. They happen to be father and son. That's not part of the picture. So you think it's Pasha, the fact that they happen to be related is not a Ptor. Because what's the difference? I mean, let's say father kills his son, or whatever. So of course, these things don't matter. Who cares what his relationship is? Doesn't happen to be that he has a kid, it happens to be his kid, it's not relevant. What it must mean is that it's talking about a fatherly attack on the kid, where he's acting in the capacity of father. If in his role as a father, he kills his son, then he's chayef.
You mean for the second case?
The second one. Right. Even in the case of Avdavad Golad, means even if he's acting as a father.
He's not
acting
as a mitzvah.
Even if he's acting as a father and he's doing musa or he's hitting the kid for it, still he goes to Golas. Oh, but the other Mishnah says if the father's acting as a father, then he's off the hook. So which one is it? So in both cases, where he's hitting his kid, he's acting as a father. And he's killing him via his acting as a father. But the first Mishnah said he's pater because it's a mitzvah. The second Mishnah says not pater, he's chayef. So that's why he's trying to say, oh, that was a mitzvah, but this is omnus. It says, yeah, but omnus is also a mitzvah. Teaching my other job is also a mitzvah. So that's why it comes on to omnus achriti, to second omnus. Second omnus, he's still acting as a father. He's hitting him like a father hits his kid. Kid doesn't do it right. He hits him, right? It's still acting as a father. It's just that there's no chiyuv or no mitzvah to do it, and therefore it's teaching you that he's pater. Right? So that's like kind of limiting, maybe it'll help us, just for being able to figure out how Minu has gone. You know what I mean? But he's not just saying because he happens to be a father. That's not the question. The question is because he is hitting him, b'toras and moser. He's hitting him in that framework. Right? Are we good? So now the question is, let's try to deal with Avinu Haskana. Alright, what's the question there? Alright, the mitzvah is because it's Chayim and Meisha Shahafta, Hikash Umnos, right? Chayim and Meisha Shahafta. So comparing Umnos, which is Chiyusau. So you have to give him Chiyas. So it's saying, Chiyas is, your job is to make sure he could live. How do you live? You live with a job. So it's not a mitzvah to teach him, crafts. Right. There's no mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to teach him Torah, but there's not a mitzvah to teach him crafts. The mitzvah is to give him a livelihood.
Right.
So now he already has a livelihood. So it's hard to. It seems hard to say that it's still a mitzvah to just keep doing him and keep teaching him 10 crafts, more crafts, more crafts, more crafts. I mean, it's not the Shema. There's no value in the crafts per se. Torah, you say, keep teaching him more and more Torah. That's a mitzvah intrinsically. But here the mitzvah is Chiyusa. You got to make sure the kid could live. So now he could live. So now what are you doing? Okay, so I think this is good. This is what Isaac and Jonah are getting at. But the idea is like this. I was thinking of a different idea, but this is a good one. Let's go with this for now. So the saying is like this, is that your obligation is to make sure he can live. You got to make sure you give him a livelihood. You give him a job, one job, yes, he could live. But it doesn't mean, everyone knows, is look, sometimes one job dries up, and sometimes it's good to have a second thing you can do. It's helpful. So the question, so halachically, the way you define it is that you're chayiv to teach him one job. You can't say the guy's a sinner if he only teaches him one job. One job, look, it's good. One job's good. In general, one job works out. But at the same time, if father wants to be machmir, it's certainly a kiyam to make him more secure. So it's a kiyam, it's a kiyam in that mitzvah of teaching him livelihood. You have to give him a further skill. So the question would be, is what's the patur of galus? Is the patur, the exemption is because you're forced by the Torah to do it. Torah obligates you to do it, so you'll say, listen, you should have been careful, you shouldn't have hit him. I had to hit him, the Torah forced me. But once it's optional, even though it's a kiyam, I'll say, look, I didn't have to teach him a second job, so now it's my fault. Or do you say, no, that as long as you're involved in any halachic kiyam, it's halachic activity, so then you're exempt. If I'm just hitting my friend because I'm upset at him, then there's no halachic value, that's totally my own initiative. I'm not involved in any mitzvah at all. Then I'm chayiv. If I'm chopping wood, it's just rishus. But once I'm involved in mitzvah, even though it's not, I'm not obligated to, but it's involved in a kiyum, so maybe say you're still potter. So that's what the Gemara would be teaching you, is no, it's not true. The only exemption is where it's a chova, where you're obligated. But simply because you're involved in a halachic, the kiyum of mitzvah, then it's teaching you not exempt from that. That's not the exemption. That's good. That's good. That's assuming that the premise of both Havi Naskana is that's really true, that's a further Kiyama Mitzvah. You could say, I could see saying is not buying that. You say, listen, that's an erotic thing. And you're like, you have one job, a job's a job. How many jobs do you need? And then you have to give a different song.
And if it's not that...
It could be it's a fallback, or it could be you'll be able to have a super enhanced income, you'll be able to be rich, or, you know. Like, I guess the father's obligation is to make him be able to live. Doesn't have to make him a millionaire, but let's say the father wants to make him a millionaire. He'd be the only guy in town who knows plumbing and carpentry. Whatever, he could start some whatever. So it could be that's the first same type of an idea. That could be like a camp. Not obligated to do that. Your obligation is to make him be able to live. But it could be similar, either a fallback or a dual income or whatever it is. That's all it could be a camp in the mitzvah. It's not necessarily neurotic. I mean, if it's a fallback, that sounds like, okay, fine. Why do you have to worry? Maybe that's going to happen. But he's saying it's maybe an additional job. He wants him to be super secure. He wants him to be rich. That's right.
It's like some type of compliment.
Right.
To what he's already doing.
Right. The question, though, is is that a mitzvah? I mean, or is that a mitzvah? You want him to be rich? Okay, you want him to be rich, but is that coming to lechias chayim is the mitzvah? Now, after that, you want your kid to be rich. You think he'll be happy if he's rich. So I don't know if that's necessarily the mitzvah. Maybe it is. I mean, you're saying it's... I guess something else. I mean, we'll see if you guys like it. But we're just... Why would a father do this? So I think there is an idea of disciplining your kid. Right? There's an idea of that, you know? Parents, you've heard parents say things like that before, right? Just, yeah. Because the idea is like... It's important for a kid to be disciplined. So you'll say, I mean, this is a parental thing. It's like, why do you need to make that rule? What's the difference if he goes to bed or whatever? I don't know. Say, listen, he has to be disciplined. What's the difference? He already has it on this. What does he have to have another one? And what do you have to hit him? And like, there is an idea of, like, in a certain sense, of like training your kid for life. And you do that through mussar. There's a certain degree of mussar involved because you want the kid to do things right. He already knows how to be a carpenter, but still, there's a way to do it. There's the right way to do it, and he shouldn't be lazy and do it wrong. And like, there is an idea of like certain moral qualities that a parent tries to instill in his kid, where it's not necessarily because otherwise the guy's going to starve. He's not going to have food on the table. But there's an idea, as I think it's important for him to know certain skills, to be able to be good at something, and to be able to show him how to do it right. And there's oftentimes you could use different forums for different, activities, father-son interactions, for the father being able to imbue in his kid certain properties, certain characteristics. So he may have him start doing a certain thing, and if he doesn't do it right, he's going to give him a little botch. And that's the way he's going to teach him to be responsible, and to be professional, and to be good at what he does, or I don't know.
You're saying that's connected to the first mitzvah? You're saying that would be the original chayev is for the discipline?
Yeah, I'm saying is like, maybe that's sort of, this is where I'm not sure how to go in terms of what Shmuel was asking me for, but like, is it pshat that there is there such a thing like that, but it's not technically a mitzvah? Like, I'd say it like this, is if a father is assessing that he thinks his kid could use that. I mean, I think there's such a thing as a dad who's being, he's got problems. And he's really trying to just, whatever to his kid. But I think there is such a thing as a father assessing his kid and kind of trying to feel like he thinks that's important for the kid. And he's acting in the capacity as a dad. Because he's acting with Torah. And that's something we were talking about before. It's like he's a fatherly hit. There's an idea of he's acting in the role of a father. The role of a father, part of the role of a father, is to give his kid a certain discipline. But it's not exactly like he's teaching him Torah, and this is the way of teaching him Torah, or it's part of his teaching with Torah, or it's part of teaching with discipline, making sure he knows it. Like in teaching Torah, it's like you need him to know Torah. Now you have to make sure he really, you want to force him to learn Torah, to make sure he's going to actually do it so he can know the Torah. This is not like for any particular ends in its own right, it's just for the kid to be disciplined. and that's a certain part of raising a kid, is to give him a certain sense of discipline. Now, it would seem to be there is such a thing like that. You know, the question, but I don't know if that's, it's not really mitzvah, but it is a role of a, it's not a technical mitzvah, there's no chiyuv like that. But he is acting in the capacity of a father. He's not just thumb hitting like you hit your friend because you were angry at him. There's an idea of acting in a parental role. He's acting as a parent. He's hitting his kid in the role of a parent who's being mussed to his kid. Well, for what end? To give him mussar. For his own end. Not because it's part of teaching Torah, not because it's part of teaching Amnos. But it's its own activity of giving him mussar. So maybe you'd say that's also a value, and therefore there's no halach, there's no galus for that. Galus is where you're just doing rishas. It's not just an optional thing, you're just in the mood to hit somebody, or you're whatever, you're chopping wood, and you kill somebody, but once you're involved in a purposeful hit for the sake of a parental, for a father hitting his son, maybe he says, father, so that's what the Mishnah's telling you, av gol al yedei ben. Simply the fact that he's acting as an av to his ben is not an exemption. Even though he's acting in that capacity, and he's giving him mussar, and he's acting as a fatherly, hit, and he killed him in a fatherly context, that's not an exemption. The exemption is only if it's mitzvah. It has to be a halachic shem mitzvah, otherwise there's no exemption. The role of mussar, or the parental role, although it might be a place for that, and a good, but it's not a halachic exemption. The exemption is the shem mitzvah. And halachically, that's defined as rishas. It's not, as I say, you could have thought, you could have held, look, as once he's acting as a responsible father, and there's an idea of being, you know, you could say part of, but it's in a certain sense, you could argue, it's a slide point in teaching him Torah. If a kid isn't disciplined, teaching him Torah isn't going to work. But it's like, it's almost like a hechsher. It's like a hechsher for the mitzvah. It's like, in order to teach him Torah, when he's 4 years old, you have to, you know, whatever, you know, let him go to sleep on Tahana, whatever it is, you know. But that's not really part of a mitzvah, it's just a general idea. It's you have to be able to build a proper character in the kid. But it's not halachically a mitzvah. It's just part of your raising, part of child raising. So saying child raising isn't a mitzvah, it's part of, there's no concrete surah to the thing. So the thing is that you may have thought, that's what it's telling you, av gol yedei ben, means that even in the capacity of acting as a parent, he's also chayav galus. The only exemption is if his parental role generates a mitzvah, and you're involved in the mitzvah, the shem mitzvah is the p'tor. The shem parent is not a p'tor. You know what I mean? So that's different. It's a different svara. I mean, the first svara was assuming this as a given, that it's the shem mitzvah is a p'tor, and then the question is this additional livelihood mitzvah, you know, it's a kiyam but not a chiyam. This approach is saying, forget, that's not mitzvah. You don't need more than one livelihood for mitzvah. Mitzvah is one livelihood. After that, it's purely the idea of a parent, you know, just giving him this one. Okay, so you maybe combine things here a little bit. So you could say, if you don't buy the fact that he's doing it for discipline, you could say, similar to what John and Isaac were saying, but not say that it's a mitzvah. Like, let's say he'll say, is the mitzvah of Amnus really is only one job? The mitzvah of Amnus doesn't recognize super-duper security after the mitzvah of Amnus is a chayusa. And halachically, that's it. There's no kiyum, there's no anything. After that, it's halachically not a mitzvah. But he's acting as a parent because he wants his kid to be more secure, he wants him to have an extra job, to be able to whatever. So he's still acting in his role as a parent. So technically the mitzvah ends, and now he just picks up in his role as a parent. So it's saying, so it could be both. I mean, it could be, you know, it means he's teaching him more than the mitzvah demands. He's a parent, and that's what he wants to do. So it's saying, is after that point, then there's no longer, that's not an exemption. It has to be where you're teaching him a Torah's mitzvah. And then once the mitzvah ends, even if you're acting as a parent, for whatever parental motivation it could be, obviously he's doing it because of a parental motivation. He wants to teach his kids something, so whatever. He can come up with it may not be a matter whether you say what I'm saying because of discipline or because what you guys are saying because he wants him to be more secure or he wants him to be a millionaire or whatever. There's all lots of different parental motives. Point is acting as a parent, although it's a noble institution of parenthood and he's involved in something which is good, that's not an exemption. The exemption is the shem mitzvah, not the shem of being a parent. Okay? The Reb Chananel says, if you hit him lamda Torah o Musar, ain't a gola. He's saying Torah or Musar. He's learning Musar really is also mitzvah. Like what I'm calling discipline, I guess sounds like he'd be calling him a muser. He says if you, he basically says the mitzvah is if you're hitting him. He, it sounds like he's learning is that is muser is part of. Is part of the part of Torah, part of mitzvah. The mitzvah is teaching Torah, but the mitzvah is also the teaching to you. Maybe the way he learns the Gemara is that it's saying is even if he's learning, it's still a mitzvah to hit him because of that. What's that other pasuk that it was? That was on the other page, right? Yasser bin Chaviya and Icheka. Right. So it could be he holds that that's part of the teaching Torah is to basically teach him this Torah itself, and if he's not learning, you got to force him and you got to hit him. But also it means to teach him discipline. Teach him Musar doesn't necessarily mean while he's learning. It just means in order to learn Torah, you have to actually sit, have him learn Torah, but you also have to have a certain character, certain discipline nature to be able to do it. So even if the kid is managing to learn because whatever reason, but there's another part of a teaching is to create a certain character. So that he holds is also mitzvah. So if your nature of your hitting is because you feel like you're building his character, and that's part of being able to learn Torah, if a guy doesn't have proper discipline, no proper character, he's not going to be successful in learning Torah either. So it could be he'd hold that also comes under the mitzvah of teaching Torah. You know? So then the reshus is going to have to be where he just wants him to have an extra job for whatever. Not like what I'm saying. I mean, it seems like against what I'm saying. I was just saying Musar is just not mitzvah. He seems to be considering that Taka as under the mitzvah. Yeah, it's interesting. So let's move on. So the next thing is like this, and then we'll set up a problem at least. So now the Gemara is like this: Ben Golali De'av. Okay, so if a son hits his father and kills him, he goes to Galus. Okay, so it says Veramin. We have a contradiction. Makia Nefesh Prat L'Makia Aviv. So it's a Brisa. I think it's a Brisa. The Baisa is holding a pasuk which says Maki Nefesh Bishkaga. If you're Maki Nefesh Bishogeg, you go to Galus. So Maki Nefesh, Nefesh, Prat, Lamaki Aviv. It excludes the case where you're hitting your father. Talking about where you're hitting here means killing. So if you kill a person, a stam person, but not if you're hitting your father, so it excludes hitting your father. If you hit your father, then you don't go to Galus. So you have a contradiction. Because the Mishnah is saying he's a father, it's his kid, it's his father, he goes to Galus. This is saying not. So which one is it? Rashi. Maki Nefesh, Gabe Horig Nefesh Bishkaga Ksiv. Lanus Shama Maki Nefesh Bishkaga. That Ari Miklat is for someone who kills Maki Nefesh Bishkaga, goes to Galus. Problem, Maki Aviv, Shilochi of Galus, Elulami Sheiko Shahaka also Tulia ben Nefesh. So this is, he's trying to explain the limit. What's, how does Maki Nefesh? I mean, isn't a father a Nefesh? Father's also a Nefesh. How does Maki Nefesh mean not a father? So he says, I mean, it's only Chagos for someone who's hitting is Tuluya ben Nefesh. That the hitting is only dependent upon killing him. Sheinu Chayav Allah Elam Kein Harga. You're not Chayav Misa for him unless you kill him. Yatsa Maki Aviv Shu Chayav Lov Misa B'Chabur Balma. It excludes a father because by a father, even if you just wound your father, you Chayav Misa. If you hit your father, that's Halacha Maki Avima was Chayav Misa. Hit your father and wound him, that's also Chayav Misa. Because Lagadaitav to Ma'id Lemei Galus Afilo Argo. The implication is the thought that it's excluded from Galus, even if you end up killing him. So what's the pshat here? So Maki Nefesh means for killing him, haka'ah, where the essence is killing, then you go to, you do that pashogeg, then you go to Galus. But by Makia Aviv, it's simply the hitting of the father is what you chayv, what you would be chayv misa for. The crime is even in the hitting him. So that's not Makia Nefesh, that's a different thing. Hitting the father, hitting your father. I mean, it's true, if he dies, he's also Makia Nefesh, but he's saying his Makia Nefesh means it's only where it's only Makia Nefesh, but not where it partakes of a crime, even not in the killing, even in the hitting. That type of thing, if you do that, then it's saying is you don't go to Galus for that. So that's a contradiction to our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says, even if a son hits a father, it's not clear what that concept is, though. I mean, we're going to have to, there's one thing we're going to explain.
We're bringing that into our, how are we applying that to our case?
Oh, because this is, the Mishnah says if a son hits a father, he goes to Galus.
Right.
The Brisa says, from that pasuk, the opposite.
Just from hitting.
Just for, well, since if you even hit your father, you get chayiv misa. So the thing is, when the Torah says makeh nefesh, it's excluding a person who would be chayiv even if he wouldn't kill. It's excluding a son to a father. Because we have to figure out the svara. It's a little convoluted what the svara, what the logic is. But just pshat is, makeh nefesh means for hitting and killing someone, a hitting of killing, your v'shogeg, that's your good galus. But a hitting where it would be the crime, even if he wouldn't kill him, that's not the case where you go to galus. I'm just killing pshat. It's a little funny. You have to figure out what's the sense of that. How does that add up? But either way, the Gemara is a stira, because the Mishnah says that a father hitting his son, the kid's hitting his father is chayav galus, and the Mishnah is saying that. The problem is, on the surface, you'd say hitting your father is two things. If you kill your father, it's first of all you hit him, which you're not allowed to do, but you're also killing a regular person. You're also makeh nefesh. So what's the sense of excluding him? I mean, either way, you're also killing, and that's also makeh nefesh, but somehow there's a limud is that it's excluding that. Right, we have to figure out the idea.
What are we excluding?
It's true that they're hitting your father is only if you do it on purpose. But he's saying is that the punishment of galus is for the crime which is called makeh nefesh. If you do that crime, then you go to galus. Maybe that's what he's saying. There's a crime called makeh nefesh, which means killing somebody, hitting his soul, killing him. That's the crime which, if you do it b'shogeg, you go to galus. But hitting your father is not called makeh nefesh. Killing your father is called makeh hitting your father. It's a different crime. Now, that crime you don't go to galus for. And my question is, but it's two crimes. If you kill your father, aren't you doing two things at the same time? You're first of all makeh nefesh. He's a human being and you're killing him. And you're also doing hitting your father. So it's very nice that for the hitting your father, there's no galus or there's no whatever. It's not makeh nefesh, but you're killing him. So what sense does it make to exclude him from galus? Right, but that's my question. But the Gemara's question is, look, that's what the Gemara is saying. This is the Braisa is saying, and our Mishnah seems to be not saying that. So we have a contradiction. Yeah. Okay. Just give me one second. Let me see if I want to go further. Why don't we just try, you need a basic svara here. What's going on here altogether? What's that limud? What's the sense of that? And then we have the contradiction in the Gemara and the Mishnah, and then we have to go see the resolution. So why don't we just, I'm just going to overload you with too many facts here. Let's go further. But what I'd like you to prepare is basically try to figure out that concept and try to work till the end of the Gemara. So it's only a few lines. You know, till Kamash Malan.